This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul, the leader of the Munafiqeen, he comes to Nabi alayhi salam. He said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, I heard you have intended to kill my father." His father was a staunch enemy of Islam and he had caused a lot of pain to Nabi alayhi salam. When Nabi alayhi salam came to Medina, they were about to crown him and make him the king of Medina. Nabi alayhi salam came, all focus went to Nabi alayhi salam. So his entire position went into jeopardy. He was very shrewd, so he prepared an internal movement, that subtle hatred for Islam, apparent love and inward hatred, internal hatred. He had caused a lot of pain to Nabi alayhi salam. So his son comes to Nabi alayhi salam and said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, I heard that you intend killing my father. If what I have heard, then I only have one request. If what I have heard is correct, that you have intended killing my father. Ya Rasulallah, balagani annaka turidu qatla Abdullah ibn Ubay fima balagaka anhu. Fa in kunta fa'ilan famurni ahmilu ilayka ra'asahu." If the matter is true, I have one request. Depute this task to me, I behead my father and put his head in your lap. Why? Now listen, when I say they had love for Nabi alayhi salam, then you understand what I'm saying. O Nabi of Allah, I am afraid, look at the vision of Sahaba. I am afraid you will respect my sentiments knowing it's my father. So obviously you will keep this hidden from me. You won't even mention it to me. You will mention it to someone else, not to offend my feelings. That person will promptly respond to kill my father, earning your pleasure, becoming beloved in your eyes and hated in my eyes, which I don't want must happen, that I hate someone you love. O Nabi of Allah, I'm afraid that man will kill my father because it's your decree. He's got no sentiments, he's a kafir. He will go and kill my father. I will now hate the man who you love. فَلَا تَدَعْنِي نَفْسِي أَنْ أَنْظُرَ إِلَىٰ قَاتِلِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ إِبْنِ أُبَيْ يَمْشِي فِي النَّاسِ. I doubt my aspirations will allow me to see the murderer of my father walking around freely. I'm going to be captured by emotions, after all I'm a human. And when I will be gripped by sentiments, I will murder this person. So O Nabi of Allah, the only way out is you leave it to me, I murder my father. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before he could respond, Allah responded through Quran. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم. You will not find the true friends of Allah befriend the enemies of Allah, even if those enemies happen to be their fathers, their brothers. I often say, look at the level of their iman. Look at it. Nothing became an obstacle. Today a person's got a haram sweet in his hand. You tell him, hey, that's got some haram ingredients. Oh, okay, I bought it. Next time I won't buy it. Next time, he can't drop a sweet for Allah's pleasure. He can't drop a sweet for Allah's pleasure. Oh, I bought it. I didn't know. Next time I won't buy it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes by the house of a person. The riwayat in Abu Dawud, he asked, what's happening here? And symptoms of disapproval. So they said, no, he's renovating, he's plastering, he's extending. Nabi alayhi salam said, Al-amru asra'u min hada. I think Qiyamah will come before all these things will be done. So the Sahabi said, well, we just communicated the sentiments of Nabi alayhi salam to the owner of the house, that look here, we were walking by. Nabi alayhi salam made an observation and he made a remark. Few days later, Nabi alayhi salam walked by, it was raised to the ground. Nabi alayhi salam said, there was some dwelling that was being developed here. What happened? They said, O Nabi of Allah, we communicated your sentiments. He said, if you're not happy, what must he do with that building? What must he do with that building? So what I'm saying is, the love that Sahaba had for Nabi alayhi salam and vice versa, we don't know love with any human like that, never mind with Nabi alayhi salam. Can you imagine the pain with which Nabi alayhi salam is mentioning this hadith? Then he says, I seen a woman, رأسها رأس خنزير وبدنها بدن حمار عليها ألف ألف لون من العذاب. Believe me, she was disfigured. She had the body of a donkey. And upon her was every form of azab that you possibly could think of. ورأيت امرأة على صورة الكلب وَالنَّارُ تَدْخُلُ مِنْ فِيهَا وَتَخْرُجْ مِنْ دُبُرِهَا. And I seen a woman disfigured also, given the form and the shape of a dog. Fatima radiallahu anha became emotional and she started crying. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu started crying. And then he said, O Nabi of Allah, مَا كَانَ أَعْمَالُ هَٰؤُلَىٰ. What were the crimes of these women? Scholars have written that the vision and the scene that prevailed before Nabi alayhi salam was that of woman. However, the crime if committed by man, they will face the same consequences. Fatima radiallahu anha, look at her mind. She said, O Nabi of Allah, what were these crimes so we can avoid it? Allah forgive today if it is a woman whose mind and whose thought pattern has been dominated by Western ideas. Again, she will take out an issue of gender bias here. Why women? Where were the men? Why were only women being punished? That is the pattern. It filters and it features in everything. Today, unfortunately, one young girl was speaking to her. So she says, no, I want to study. So I said, no problem, you want to study. Very good. What's the reason you want to study? She says, no, my mother told me you must have a degree, so one day if your husband dumps you, at least you got some money. I said, that should never be the reason for a Muslim woman studying. Even if she studies, that is never the reason why she studies. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salam says, the manner in which you will expect, you according to your expectations from Allah, that is how Allah will deal with you. It is correct within the jurisdiction, within the parameters, it is correct for you to pursue a degree and rightfully so. But let this not be the motivating factor behind it. O Nabi of Allah, what is the crime of these women? Nabi alayhi salam then with a heavy heart said, أَمَّا الْمُعَلَّقَةُ بِشَعْرِهَا فَإِنَّهَا كَانَتْ لَا تُغَطِّي شَعْرَهَا مِنَ الرِّجَالِ. O my Fatima, O my Ali, what can I tell you? That first woman who I seen hung in Jahannam, لَوْ أَنَّ ثَوْبًا مِنْ أَثْوَابِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ عُلِّقَ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَمَاتَ جَمِيعُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ نَتَنِهَا. If one garment from the dwellers of Jahannam has to be hung onto the sky, the foul smell that will emit from that garment will cause the instant death of every creature on this earth. O my Fatima, that first woman was hung by her hair simply because she took pride in exposing her hair to strange men. Simply because she took pride in exposing her hair to strange men. And that's not all to the woman. The Prophet ﷺ has said, a dayuth will never enter Jannah. Sahaba said, who is a dayuth, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi alayhi salam said, that man who is very casual about his woman. That man who is very casual, who is not possessive over his wife. How sad this ummah has become possessive over material things. A man is possessive over his phone. That's my car, my computer, my laptop. My wife is casual. I don't know where she. I don't know where's my wife. She was somewhere around. My car he knows, my phone he knows, my laptop he knows, and his wife is casual. There are so many youngsters who are pursuing to get married and will emphatically tell you, Mawlana, I'm looking for a girl, but I don't want a girl in scarf. And there are so many sisters, Allah give hidayat, that will say, I'm looking for a good partner, but I don't want a bearded man. When the very credentials of selecting a partner is violation to Allah's commands, then how can you ever expect prosperity in that marriage? When you're telling me I want a girl, but I want a moderate girl. I want a moderate girl and I want a moderate boy. فَإِنَّهَا كَانَتْ لَا تُغَطِّي شَعْرَهَا مِنَ الرِّجَالِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked Ali, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ خَيْرٌ لِلنِّسَىٰ. Let me ask you a question, Ali. What's the best gift you can give a woman? Ali radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, you got me thinking. And you ask yourself, what's the best gift you can give your wife? If it wasn't live on radio, I would have shared a joke with you. But in case I insult my sister, so with utmost respect. I say this, brothers, Allah's joy and Allah's displeasure doesn't fluctuate. What pleased Allah